Welcome everybody to the Comic Shoot. If you have ears, we have new music that isn't copyrighted and I can actually use to put on SoundCloud. Yay! So everybody that has said anything about me using songs that I like can bite me. Well, they can bite me before, but they can really bite me. Derek, how are you?
Oh, I'm doing great. Just fantastic. Playing a lot of Bloodborne, but other than that, I'm good.
Well, I think Spencer said that he got that, and he was like, it's really fucking hard, and he kind of stopped playing.
You need patience to play that game.
This is one of the reasons why I didn't buy it.
Yeah, but once you start leveling up and you become like a hardcore badass and you master the combat a little more, it's fucking glorious.
Who's that by?
From Software.
Who did?
They did Dark Souls. Yeah, and Demon Souls, and yeah, those, which I love those games too. But I mean, it's definitely not for everybody. It definitely takes some patience. I will admit that.
Is it the same idea like fucking Elder Scrolls and all that, where you gotta like level up like it's like a World of Warcraft on crack kind of thing?
You do have to level up, but the gameplay is much more focused on combat.
I remember I picked up Dark Souls 1 because I was looking for a game that was supposedly like the best sword-oriented game. I was like reading a lot of Conan, so I wanted like a good sword game. And yeah. I couldn't beat the first boss, so I got rid of it.
It is hard. It's very difficult.
The guy where you have to like jump on his head or some shit, I couldn't beat him.
Yeah. Yeah, he took me a number of tries too.
I spent like 3 hours and I'm like, nope. I'm going back to FIFA. I don't get mad at FIFA. All right.
Anyway. All right.
I suppose we should talk about comics. It's
I guess.
Like the reason, I guess.
Yeah.
Or something.
Yeah.
Geez, I forgot how this works. It's been so long.
Yeah.
Hey, you know what's been bugging me lately? You know what really grinds my gears?
DC Comics, okay.
I know way back when we did a State of DC Comics episode. Let's call this the reboot of the State of DC Comics.
2.0.
Yeah, 2.0, all new with shiny covers and whatever else they do. I really stopped paying a lot of attention. Since how you read a lot more DC than I do, especially right now, fill everybody in on this Convergence bullshit.
Okay, Convergence basically, I read number 0 and I read number 1. I did buy all of the tie-in shit, but I haven't read those yet. Basically, they're using this as an out to basically they're not rebooting again, but they kind of are. And
back the truck up here.
Okay,
you either are or you aren't. Which is it, Derek?
Okay, I would call it a medium softness reboot, I would call it, I guess.
So would you call it a, hey guys, we fucked up a whole bunch, and we're going to fix some of that?
Yeah. Basically, yeah. So there's this form of Brainiac that spans across the multiverse, and I guess this version of Brainiac is basically making all of these different DC universes fight to the death to create the ultimate DC universe. And basically it's almost kind of like a giant analogy. It's almost like DC saying, hey, look, we fucked up. So here's this story where we're going to get rid of all the shitty things and try to grab everything that works. So my guess is that they're probably going to, as far as the New 52 goes, they're going to keep the Batman continuity, the Green Lantern stuff, probably the Aquaman stuff, but everything else is, or you know what, probably even the Wonder Woman stuff too, but everything else, it seems like it's up for grabs. It seems like they're going to either revert back or change it up. So you know, in the meantime, you know, it's a big nostalgia fest. There's all these different tie-ins with different universes, and, you know, some are, you know, really are from really cool things from the past. And so, I mean, it's interesting. Although it's kind of funny because it is just them, you know, basically admitting like, oh yeah, a lot of the new 52 fucking blows.
Well, at least they finally caught up to the good majority of the rest of us.
Yeah. There's quite a few things. I actually hope they can. I'm a huge Red Hood fan, and ever since the new 52, I just fucking hate. I just hate him.
That whole series was just about, hey, how many times can we draw almost Star Sapphire's boobs?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, and I always thought she was cool too. I liked her in John's run of Teen Titans, and you know, that she was kind of ruined too. The new 52 actually got me to hate and despise Harley Quinn.
Yeah, which is ironic because of all the people that are like jumping all over it.
Oh yeah. And there's actually a guy at my comic book shop who made an offer on my new 52 Harley Quinn books. I guess he was late to the party and he's looking for the early issues, and he actually made me an offer. So I'm going to be actually selling those.
are you taking him to the cleaners, Derek?
Oh no, I'm not taking him to the cleaners. Like he just saw, you know, I looked on eBay and, you know, and I was just like, you know, just make me an offer. And he made me an offer that I felt was appropriate. And I was like, eh, whatever.
An offer that you couldn't refuse?
I probably could have refused it because it's actually a little less than eBay. But I don't really care because I fucking hate those books.
Well, yeah. And plus, eBay is a big pain in the ass, right?
Yeah, that too. Yeah. So that's fine. I mean, you know, and it's... You know, the guy I'm selling it to, I've known him for a while. He's a real nice guy, so I mean, I don't mind helping him out.
So, I pretty much knew everything you said, and that was more for people that don't. But I want you to guess how many DC books I'm reading right now.
Okay, two.
One.
Okay, one. Oh wow. Okay.
And wow. Batman.
Batman. Okay.
As soon as the Joker thing ends, I'm out. I love Capullo. Yeah. I have a fair amount of respect for Snyder. I don't necessarily love him as much as Capullo, because there is some stuff that Snyder has done that I just didn't quite dig when it comes to Batman. But I have no interest in this fucking bunny robot thing. I have no interest in, I don't know, casual Friday Superman. Whatever the hell that is. Like, I just, no. So after that, I will be officially away from DC Comics for the first time since like 2011.
Wow, DC free.
Yeah. Breaking the shackles, man. Breaking the shackles.
Yeah, well, there's... I was looking at like the new book, like post-convergence. I was looking at some of the books, and some of them are intriguing, but then a lot of them have really awful, awful creative teams. So yeah, I was
some of them are really jumbled.
Yeah, and I found that weird because, I don't know, like, to their credit, like, if you look at, like, Marvel, like, I remember, like...
fucking amazing.
Yeah, if you look, especially, like, if you look at, like, Marvel Now or, like, All New Marvel Now, wherever the fuck, like, a lot of those, like, I was, like, getting pissed because I was just like, man, some of these creative teams are so good, I have to get all of this. Whereas DC's like, oh, man, you're helping me out. You're whittling down my pull list here because I'm not getting that or that or that, because these creative teams are just so horrible that not even I will buy them.
And as disrespectful as it might sound, no disrespect intended, but
I know it.
For Derek fucking Baker to say that he doesn't want to buy a DC comic, there is something wrong with that.
Oh yeah, because I'll admit I'll admit like I have a comic book problem, and we've discussed this before, and also I'm a huge DC fanboy, so
this is true.
Yeah, so for them to get me to not buy a DC book, I mean, they're really trying their ass off. So I guess you should give them some credit.
All I can think of is they have had so many problems, editorial, creators leaving, this and that any, you know, like top creator doesn't want anything to do with them right now.
No.
They're working at Marvel. They're working at Image. They're working at Boom. Anywhere else except for DC.
No, the only good thing I've ever heard about DC, the only person that's ever said good things about DC is not too long ago I read a read an interview with Darwin Cook, and Darwin Cook basically said that he loved DC, but it's, you know, it sounded more like he had a hard on for Marvel, like for whatever reason he doesn't like Marvel, so that might be part of it why he loves DC so much. Like
I'm pretty sure they treat him like a fucking god over there too.
Oh yeah, I'm sure he can pretty much get away with whatever the hell he wants. Yeah,
so, I mean that helps, I'm sure.
Like, yeah. I mean, if you're Darwin Cook or Jeff Johns or Jim Lee or whatever, or even like Scott Snyder, like if you're one of those guys, I'm sure that, you know, I'm sure working at DC is pretty nifty.
Yeah, it certainly doesn't suck.
Oh no! I mean, shit, I'd be there for life if I was Jim Lee.
And I think he will be. I don't think you'll ever see him on anything else ever again.
No, probably not.
Even like his own creator book. I don't even know if he's interested in drawing anymore, for Christ's sake. Like, he's too busy doing whatever big shit he's doing, right?
Yeah. He can't seem to stay on it. Like, every time I see him, like, every time I see a solicitation for him being on a book, I'm just like, fuck, why? Like, you're not going to stay on that book. They're going to be like, you know, it's going to be like 7 months between issues. Why the fuck even do it?
I mean, if anything, they should put him on those, if they're still going to do them, those Earth One books.
Yeah.
And be like, hey, Jim, you have 2 years to do this 100-page thing. You know, please try not to be late.
Yeah, I could see him doing something like that. I think that would probably be the best thing for him.
But I think if that's the case, he'd be like, I want to draw Batman and I want to write Batman and leave me alone. And and Jeff would be like, all right, Jim, here you go.
Yeah.
And just kind of like put him in a corner and let him go to work. Mm-hmm. And it'll be one of those things where it's done when it's done. Like J.H. Williams and Sandman, that I don't think anybody still remembers, is still a thing.
Oh, yeah, that never comes out.
Yeah, I bought the first two issues that I'm like, nope, I love it, I can't wait like that. I need to just give me a oversized hardcover at the end, and then we'll talk.
Yeah, I've been buying them all, but if you ask me to tell you what's going on, I don't think I could tell you.
Yeah, and I mean, like I said, I really like them, and the art's fantastic and all this, but I really don't want to have to read every single issue, because I get two issues a year, and like, that just becomes too much.
Yeah, I think for something like that, it's probably easier to just wait for, like, some nice hardcover, which you know they're going to do, so.
Well, I mean, hopefully, anyway. It took them, like, an extra year to do a Trillium hardcover that Lemire just talked about a couple weeks ago.
Yeah. Oh, that's true.
I don't think I ever actually finished that series, as a matter of fact. I think I still got some singles somewhere.
Oh, I enjoyed it. It's very him, we'll say.
Yeah, I liked it.
Yeah.
I
it's very Lemire. I like it.
I just don't think that I actually ended up... I think he got buried underneath the pile somewhere, and... now I wonder.
It's a good series. I would buy a hardcover, even though I have the single issues. I would just have it just because it would be awesome to have it on the shelf.
Oh, well, yeah. I mean, that's pretty much how I look at it, every hardcover. How many DC books are you getting right now?
Oh, shit. well, right now, everything's on hiatus. So...
I didn't ask for sass. I asked for a number.
No. Okay. Okay. Well, as of right now, this minute, I'm getting everything.
Literally every book that DC's putting out.
Yes. Yes. High? Literally everything. Now after Convergence, that will drop significantly. I think at that point I'll be only getting 25
of
their new books post Convergence.
And they're dropping the new 52 bullshit, right?
Yes, yeah. There's no new 52
garbage. Are they just going to call DC now?
That's what it looks like. Yeah, it looks like they're just like, hey, DC Comics, there you go.
My cat's going crazy because he just had a big poop. So now it smells in here, and now he's running around.
Oh, what an ass.
He has three legs, and he runs around like nobody's business. Fucking asshole. I wonder if they're going to change the logo again, because that sticker logo sucks.
No, I'm not a big fan of it, although the other one looked like a toothpaste logo, so.
Yeah, That's true.
Honestly, I just like the old school bullet one with the, you know, I like that.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Yeah, I actually have a shirt. It's like a vintage looking shirt that just has that old school DC logo on it.
Yeah, I should go back to that. The convergence will also be them getting rid of shitty logos that they've designed.
Yeah, that'll be, yeah, probably. I'm actually hoping they don't fuck with Wonder Woman too much, because I really, really enjoyed what they did with Wonder Woman. I think they finally, like, got her right.
What about the Finches?
I actually don't mind the Finches. I liked what they were doing. I didn't hate it like everybody else did, so...
You're saying liked as in past tense. Is it over now?
No, I don't think it's over, but... Okay. But I've liked what has come out so far is what I mean. I guess.
I tried reading it, and I was never a big fan of the character to begin with. So okay. I was out on the limb for the last one, and the last one was so good, and the art was so good and everything. Not to say that it's the art now is bad, but it was too much of a shift.
Yeah.
And I just like, nope, I can't do it. I think I read like two issues and I stopped.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the Azzarello stuff, I mean, the writing and the art both, it kind of really made it look and feel like an indie book.
Yeah.
And that was really cool.
I feel like this new DC really needs to take advantage of their Vertigo stuff. And
you know,
Swamp Thing should be back under Vertigo and like just do cool stuff like that.
Yeah, I don't care where. I just want Swamp Thing. But I know. there's gonna be no Swamp Thing.
I hate that, and that's another reason why I'm done with DC. Like, that Swamp Thing book was one of their best easily. And I saw the solicits for whatever the new one is, or whatever this Convergent one is.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry, whoever does the art, it looks terrible. I don't want a muscly, like a super jacked Swamp Thing guy. Like, I don't know.
I
miss Yannick Paquette.
That was like one of the best things to come out of the new 52 was that like the first like what, like 7 to 10 issues of Swamp Thing. Oh my God.
I think Snyder and, well, yeah, I guess Paquette left pretty early, didn't he?
Yeah.
It was the first trade or two, I think.
Yeah.
I mean, even like Animal Man, like just completely forgotten. You know what I mean? Like, Charles Soule was like, oh, what about the red during like the last couple of battles?
Yeah.
With the fucking the fungus and whatever the fuck else they meant.
Well, I mean, it was really awesome, but then you know, DC editorial decided to, you know, stick their dicks in the Kool-Aid and made them do some crossover that Snyder and Lemire admitted that they didn't even really want to do, and it just was kind of half, like, you could tell they were half-assing it.
Well, when that was gone, then it got back to being good again.
Yeah, then it got back to being pretty good. Although I would argue that Animal Man never fully recovered.
No, probably not. But I mean,
not that those, you know, post issues were bad. It just wasn't anywhere near the awesomeness that it once was.
No, and I mean, like, I don't think he needed to be in whatever Justice League Canada or whatever it started out to be.
Justice League United. Yeah. Now, you know what? That book started out kind of rough for me, but then they threw in Legion, and I was on cloud nine.
That's because they just canceled Legion.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just... The state of DC, if I were to bring everything back in a full circle here, is I think that the left hand doesn't know the right hand exists.
Yeah.
And they're too stupid to see some shit that's good, and they're too stupid to see shit that's bad that needs to stop.
Yeah.
The fact that the phrase Batgirling is even a thing makes me want to throw up all over.
Wait, that's a thing? Batgirling?
I've seen that, like, I mean, okay, it's the internet, but I've seen it all over the internet as a way to say that they made some darker title into some happy-go-lucky.
Oh, okay, bullshit. Yeah.
And they even used that phrase to describe the design of Spider-Woman.
Yeah.
And her fucking leather jacket thing. And there was another one.
Which is a total ripoff.
Oh, 100%.
In my opinion, all that stuff's a ripoff of Fraction's Hawkeye.
Well, yeah. That's where the seed started.
Yeah.
And then they're just really slow on the uptake, but...
Yeah.
I mean, I guess you could call it Hawkeye-ing, but that just sounds funnier. and there's another series that fucking pissed me off, but I mean, we'll get to that on the next show.
Okay.
But yeah, I don't think that DC has a cohesive vision. I think that, you know, Jeff Johns no. wants this, and I think Jim Lee wants this, and yeah. whatever the other asshole, DiDio, he wants
yeah,
this.
Yeah, Dan DiDio or whatever.
And
yeah.
I think it's like a fucking power source. I mean, I don't know if there is another bigwig with those three. I'm not sure. I don't care.
Yeah.
But
there's one or two other guys. I just can't think of at the moment.
For argument's sake, we'll say it's yes, three yes. of them.
Yeah, sure.
In a bitter triangle, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know yeah. if it's true, but say, you know, Jim Lee likes where Snyder and Capullo's Batman is going, and the yeah. other two don't. But Jim Lee is Jim Lee, so he's like, this is happening. And Geoff Johns likes, you know, the Green Lantern stuff, and I'm trying to think what other cool shit he would like. Like the Flash stuff, say. You know, like yeah. stuff that he's worked on, and nobody else does, but he's like, fuck you, this is happening. And then DiDio likes all the other garbage, and yeah. he's like, fuck you, I'm Dan DiDio, I'm going to do yeah. whatever I want.
Yeah.
And... you know, it's like they're all sitting in a room with their backs to each other pouting, and they yeah. won't, there's no cohesive unit. And I'm going to say it again and again and again, but places like Valiant make DC look like fucking childish idiots. Valiant Comics, even a 4-part miniseries, is done better than any huge event that DC has done in the New 52, at the very least.
Well, the New 52, yeah.
For sure. I mean, there's yeah. some of the older DC stuff, that's different.
Yeah.
I would even, you know, before the new, like the year or two before the New 52, I would yeah. even say it's much better than that stuff too. But for sure, the New 52, and it's a damn shame when one company can completely get yeah. it and be on the same page, especially a company that is, what, a tenth of the size?
Yeah.
Or I mean, maybe that's not enough credit. Call it
yeah,
a, you know.
Yeah. I think think there's too many egos. That's the problem, I think.
Well, yeah. And it's all just a billion-dollar IP moneymaker.
Yeah. Exactly. And, yeah.
I mean, yeah. they don't care.
Yeah. And honestly, I'm not quite sure what they're doing, because I know why they're doing this. They're doing this because their numbers have kind of sunk, and they're getting... their numbers are essentially what they were like pre-New 52. So they're like, hey, let's blow things up again and get those numbers back up. You know, so they'll blow things up. They'll have a bunch of new number ones and whatnot, and everybody will buy those for a few issues, and then, you know, their numbers will suck again. You know, and it... Yeah, and also, like, you know, I read the first two Convergence issues, and they're actually pretty darn good. The problem is I'm reading it, and I'm like, I like this, and I enjoy it, but anybody who's like, oh, yeah, I love DC, I haven't read comics, or I've never read comics, or whatever, like, hey, I'm gonna get into DC, oh, hey, they're doing this big event, this is the perfect chance to jump in. If somebody who doesn't know, like, just jumped into those books, that would just read, like, absolute gibberish, absolute nonsense. So I don't know, like, I don't know what they're trying to do.
Well, they're not user-friendly, that's for sure.
Yeah, so, I mean, at this point, I don't even think they're trying to attract new readers. I think they're just trying to blow things up and then hope that people jump on, you know, after all that crap's done.
Which is a mistake. I mean, if they're going to go through that trouble, then they should, yeah. you know, make it cohesive.
Yeah.
I don't understand where the thinking came from, like...
Yeah. Yeah, and... Yeah, now DC, now Marvel has the opposite problem, but we'll talk about that later.
I don't know about the opposite problem, but...
Well, I mean, as far as their big events go, they have the opposite problem.
Yeah. I just think that there's so many better ways... There's much better ways of handling the cast of characters that DC has than the way they're doing it. And if that means that the guy sitting behind the big wig, like the biggest wig at Warner Brothers, I guess.
Yeah.
If that means he's got to come in and be like, okay, DiDio, you're fired. You know, okay, Jim yeah. Lee, you're just an artist again. Hey, Geoff Johns, you can be creative head, but, you know, that's it. You know, like
yeah.
knocking some people down and or getting rid of some people, then they need to do that. they need to have a convergence of their staff, I think. You know, like, during this move, we accidentally lost all your things. Oh, and you're fired. You know? It's like something like that, because there hasn't been a solid idea, like a solid stream. Even when the New 52 first hit, and they did that stupid thing where they broke everything up. Oh, this is the dark side, and this is the Green Lantern side. That's great, but they were all their own thing.
Yeah.
You know, Batman stuck to Batman books, and, you know, like, it didn't feel like a big open universe where Batman could just pop in, or, you know, it was just jumbly and mixed pieces, and now I don't even know what the fuck it is anymore.
Well, it's definitely not even that. It's not even that anymore. Now it's just a jumbled mess.
Well, yeah, now it's become, you know, 7 different puzzles, and all the different pieces are the same size, but they don't belong to this one puzzle. You're trying to put it together, and the picture of the fucking box is not happening.
Nope.
And that's it just disgusts me. It's like, you guys got these great fucking characters, and you can't do anything with them. And that's, again, another reason why I've gone to Valiant. Valiant's fucking great. They get it.
Yeah.
They know where they're going. Everybody's on the same page.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I'm not saying everything's perfect. There are certainly some writers there and some series there that haven't quite hit, for me personally. But then there's the other stuff. X-Men Matter War, the Valiant.
Yeah.
I'm sure this Jeff Lemire Bloodshot, Rise.
Oh, yeah.
Ninja.
Yeah,
all this
doesn't
stuff.
Doesn't that come out next week, the new Bloodshot?
Next week. Yep.
Yeah. Oh, man. I'm pumped for that.
Did you read The Valiant?
Hell yeah.
Okay, good. But, I mean, stuff like that, they're better than... I mean, The Valiant, the 4-part series, I'm sorry, but that's better than Batman, and that's DC's best book.
Ooh.
That's where I place that. And because it was... I mean, okay, sure, it's not 40 issues, it was only 4, but it's a consistent vision in the same universe. There's no bazillion tie-ins. There's no... I mean, Capullo versus...
Yeah.
Paul Rivera art, I guess we'll call that one a tie. Lemire and Kent versus Snyder, I think I would give the weight towards Kent and Lemire. You know, we're not comparing apples to apples, Derek, so I don't want to get into a big argument about it. But my point is that something as simple as a 4-part series easily can beat the best, supposedly, that DC is putting out.
Okay. Yeah, okay.
You know what All I mean? Right. And I don't know what I would consider to be the worst book in DC or in Valiant. I mean, for me, I don't know. I can't think of, like, the one that I don't enjoy the most. Maybe Time Walker right now, but the last one was really good. I just, Fred Van Lente is not quite clicking with me, and he didn't really click with me in the last series he did. Archer and Armstrong either. It didn't quite work for me. So, well, for argument's sake, we'll say that's the worst series. Okay, Time Walker. Time Walker is still better. It's not as good as Batman, you know, but it's still better than, I would say, their top, you know, at least 8 of the top 10 books of DC, numbers-wise or whatever. Like, you know, whatever DC's in their top 10 best-selling books of the month, I would still say Time Walker is better than the vast majority of them. You know what I mean?
Okay, yeah, yeah.
But... I mean, it's part of the same. It's part of one unit. It's part of a solid picture, and DC just doesn't get that. It's all jumbled and chopped up, and fuck, man, I'm sick of it. And I love Robert Venditti. Venditti's work on X-Men Manowar is amazing, but you can tell that he has got so much editorial interference in his series of Green Lantern.
Oh yeah, it's definitely not. It's definitely not quite. It's not really quite as good.
Every time you turn around, he's got a new fucking 10-part epic series, and I use the term epic very loosely, and it just I just want a fucking Green Lantern story. That's why I liked Justin Jordan's White Lantern, whatever the fuck it's called, New Guardians so much.
Green Lantern, New Guardians.
Fuck alone. He just got to do whatever. He went from this planet to this planet and did this, and it all kind of tied in at the end. I mean, the ending was rushed, but they canceled the series, so what can you do?
Yeah.
He
managed to. Like, I mean, they still tied his shit in, but he was trying his ass off to, like, keep that, like...
Not as
much.
Like when he supposedly died at the wall, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
He was gone. And you didn't see any of the titles.
So he was lucky enough to have that happen to the character, so he was able to kind of, like, go off and do his own thing, which I felt that they... I think that those books worked better as like separate pieces to the same universe, as opposed to, you know, hey, let's just have these tie in all the time and we're going to force you to buy all of them because we want you buying every single one.
Well, yeah, like I don't care about half of those, and you did have to.
Yeah.
I tried not reading some of them, and you couldn't get the full story. That you were certainly missing pieces.
Yeah,
and it's just stupid.
Yeah, well, they and they did it on purpose to try to get you to buy all of them.
Drives me nuts. We are in overtime right now, though. So let's get some final thoughts on the state of DC. Sorry, I'm looking backwards because my cat's fucking biting his ass or something.
Okay.
Coughing up hairballs, son of a bitch.
Mm-hmm.
My final thoughts is, come the end of April, when Batman 40 hits and we get that fantastic cover and the end of this Joker, the second Joker series, I will breathe a sigh of relief and I will be done with DC. And I think I'll be all the better for it.
Okay. My final thoughts would be, I love DC, but there was a lot in the New 52 that I just did not connect with me, or I just thought it was garbage. So I'm actually looking forward to another shakeup, and hopefully, you know, they can maybe fix some things. So I'm optimistic, although I'm not a big fan of Casual Friday Superman.
Yeah,
I'll say that.
Shake my head.
Or or the creative teams.
Yeah, yeah. There's big worry. There's a lot of they're gonna have to do one of those things where they're like, you know, like when you saw Adja and Fraction, you were kind of like, oh yeah. I mean, they were pretty good when they did Iron Fist, but you know, it's Hawkeye. Who nobody likes Hawkeye. And then they're amazing. You know, it would have to be something like that. And I don't think that DC has it in them because they're too Iron Fist about how they're doing things.
Yeah.
And sorry, Iron Fist is the bad term. They're too, like they have a grip on everything. You know what I mean? Not the character of Iron Fist. Their grip is too tight and you can't.
I immediately went to Danny Rand.
Yeah, exactly. They have too many Danny Rands working at DC, damn it. But anyway.
They need more Luke Cages.
Exactly. Danny Rand versus Luke Cage. That's it. That's all. We're going to go and talk about Marvel for the week after, so we actually have two in a row podcasts for you. Believe it or not. So for allcomic.com, that's all-comic.com, I am Tyler.
And I am Derek, I guess.
I figured you'd get that cue, or at least I hoped you did. And did. This is the Comic Shoot, and we will see you next time.
Goodbye.